Brian here on September 22nd, 1454 time, Eastern Standard. I'm going to go over the mainstream stuff via CFDs and Forex and Nwanda. We're back to normal with Australia dollar usually being the top. But you can see the declines here with the Australian Japanese yen, Australia, New Zealand. So things might start to stabilize there due to their recent lockdowns and whatnot. Brent crude still starting to march up as well. Most of the Forex is very range bound with a lot of extreme moves in there. You can see here the pound against the Swiss franc. Gold here, Australian dollar is very flat, range bound, but stable, same in Canadian. Gold in New Zealand as well. So those are probably the three strongest currencies out there. Here's the interesting one, the rise of the gold-silver ratio. You can see it has been spiking, has a temporary decline today due to the fact that the markets have responded. We have our Federal Reserve Chairman talking, holding back on raising interest from what I'm seeing. So not a huge impact on the markets on the negative side, but they are talking, yes, taper will come next year. If they don't, I think the U.S. will be in real trouble as they add more wasteful spending and trillions of dollars on their debt, which adds to the lack of credibility on the U.S. dollar. The Australian Japanese yen there still drops. As I've always said, you don't see a lot of USD in the base quote here in these pairs as top picks. So as I've said, that's something to be very leery of. I think it's just a matter of time before some kind of shock in the system, be it however it's done. If you wanted my opinion, there's a reason why we have a great reset, and there's another reason why the U.S. Congress wants to add on wasteful spending. So I'll let you figure that out, but there's a reason for it, I think. Continuing along here, we've got other, you know, pairs, Forex pairs not doing a whole lot. Singapore is getting hit pretty hard with this Chinese, what appears to be a meltdown going on there. You can see the Singapore dollar is getting crushed as well. Treasuries as well. Really choppy, really no sense of direction. Same with the 10-year bond as well. You just don't want it to crash, that's the one thing. But it's still not a good thing when it's not trending. And out of all these so far with an excellent score, you're not finding any market indices that are performing as well. Here we have, as I said, Brent crude. It's been spiking a little bit. They talk about inflation. You'll see my view of, actually we'll see right here. Here's soybean. Okay, so you can see the decline that's been taking place. Since the peak here, let's say July 30th, it's been in decline. So where I get confused is they talk about inflation, but here on the futures contracts via CFD, these type of products, the agricultural, are declining and have declined. So I don't understand when they talk about this inflation stuff, that maybe this data is wrong or what, I don't know. Going back to Hong Kong, you can see that decline there, Swiss franc and the Hong Kong dollar as well. So I don't know, it's not a lot of places to want to park your money. This one I pay a lot of attention to. I mentioned this in my last video. So let's say on a daily view, I keep saying, you know, you can see this inflation call for sure since October till May of this year, and then this solid more choppy decline down. So May was when it peaked, and that's an industrial metal. So again, this is outside of food and energy in terms of inflation. So again, inflation, I think it's more to do with processing at the distribution level or retail level where the inflation's coming out. But yeah, I just don't know what's going on there. I just can't really explain it. Here's our first index, NASDAQ declining. It does somewhat recover. But again, when you look at the daily, it's still on a really good incline there. So if you performed or you participated, you've done okay there. From 29, actually, let me see here what we got. From, let's say, November at 11.89 all the way up to 15,000. So that's quite the run up. The top 30 would be interesting to see as well. That's in decline since the beginning of September, it looks like. The daily, same thing, but you can see it's starting to decline here. Will it recover? I don't know. But the fundamentals are not looking good, obviously, with this inflation so-called business. Brent crude has stabilized and has popped a little bit. But coming back to these Forex, it's really hard to predict where things are going to go. US Canadian dollar, choppy. This one's predictable, of course, is the USD Norway. You can see here, this is usually a safe haven that proved last time I did a video on this. Lots of calls there. That's probably the first place people will go. Here we have more gold. Just really, it's declined since October 2020 and gone into this range bound mode since March of this year, which tells you either things are very flat and stable and you put money into the US markets, which is fine. Which obviously has shown some big growth there, as well as this, with things way they're going with the US markets, still probably too early to tell. But if these don't spike the way they should on gold, that will tell you that gold, yeah, is manipulated on the derivative pricing. So we get the different gold and different currencies here. It's all very range bound or declining. Silver declining again. Not a lot of trend here as well. Australia, New Zealand's an interesting one to watch, but that's been in decline since both countries are in severe lockdown. Euro 50, again, when you look at the daily, that's not a bad move as well from 3,000 to 4,100. But if you compare that to the US markets, you obviously get better performance. More currency stuff, which I don't really, it's very hard to take away from. But I do look at them, as you're seeing here. There's nothing trending here at all. This is the interesting one to watch, is the German Bund 10-year declining, which tells you things must be performing pretty good for it to decline. But you're not seeing Europe anything in the top here in these scans. Hong Kong 33 is in decline there. Hong Kong Japanese yen. Okay, so this is one of the ones that do perform. This is the Netherlands 25. Nice performance. Just kind of, I don't know. Singapore 30, same thing. Declining and flat. Taiwan, I always hope to have see some decent out of, but again, just range bound since February, let's say. NASDAQ 100, short term decline, but performing pretty nicely if you're doing a buy and hold. same thing, as I said, we already looked at the U.S. top 100, top 30. And it's not performing as much as well as the indices. Now, this is the one you want to watch, is the USD China yuan declining, trying to recover somehow here. But when you look at the daily chart, just decline and then range bound, as we know what's been going on with the Evergrande business, how does that compare against the India? You think India's slightly inclining, so there's some growth there. But again, it's very range bound, except for these run-ups here back in a little one in March and a big one over April. So, five-year treasury, let's take a look at that. Again, it's a good sign when it does decline. Obviously, it means the markets are doing well. Norway. ZAR. Again, that's South Africa. WTI. Okay, so this is what we're going to watch now. This inflation call. Everything else from here, our food product. Okay, so you can see this sudden, well, decline since July on soybean. Okay. Sugar did have a rally. You can see this rally here from July till August 23rd, and then it's gone slightly declining, and then range bound since that reversal there, September 10th. So, but if you look at the daily, it has been inclined, it has been rising, so there is some inflation there, obviously. But we've seen this before as well, quite a while ago. Let's see if I can pull it up here. You can see, yeah, back in 2010, that big rise, another one here in 2016. We're getting another one in this year. So these kind of price increases in sugar is historically been there, but you don't hear about it. But now combined with everything inflation-wise, I don't know. Here you got wheat again in decline since August 15th. Okay, again, when you look at the daily, yes, it is trending up, but historically, let's say here on the monthly, we had that massive increase during the January 2008 period. So this is increasing. You see the volume building as well. And this is, again, for wheat. I don't know. It's obviously futures trading readying for the harvest. But here's corn. Probably the same pattern. Declining since August 15th. Daily, you can see that big rise up. Again, okay. This, again, from here, August till April 25th. And it's been declining since. So this inflation business, I don't know. I can't. I wish I could explain it. So that's corn, wheat, and sugar. Very flat here, and even in like in Poland's Zloty, it's very, just really. I don't want to say insignificant, but just doesn't say a lot. Singapore and Hong Kong, big crash there since I guess this is February 24th. Platinum's the last one. We just missed something here. Look at this sudden increase. The Rand against the Japanese Yen. Nice ride up and then a big solid decline. Here's platinum. Again, just declining since February. We'll leave it at that. Hopefully you get some sense out of it. I don't. And we'll leave it for there. Crypto is obviously getting killed as well. Otherwise, I'd say it's a good alternative. But we'll keep our eye out on that as well. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.